Dr. Alan Getgood, thank you so much for taking a few moments from your busy schedule to join me today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Getgood, what is the typical current treatment for cartilage injuries, knee injuries, that kind of thing?
It very much depends upon what the main issue is with the patient in terms of what their symptoms are. So often we have patients who we may find have a cartilage injury, for example, on an MRI scan, but they may not actually have any pain from it. And often we'll be actually treating them for other reasons, such as ligament instability or an issue with one of their meniscus cartilages. Commonly, when we find patients who do actually have a cartilage injury and they are symptomatic, they'll complain primarily of pain. And that pain can be also associated with other injuries, of course. But essentially, the cartilage injury itself, it's a loss of cartilage, which is the smooth lining of the joint that lines the bone to give you a nice smooth articulation in the joint. And so the patients can complain of pain, they can complain of sort of some catching symptoms, they can also complain of sort of recurrent swelling. But mostly it's pain and the loss of function, the inability to do their normal daily activities, their normal work or sports or things, just the general poor quality of life.
What's the difference between cartilage and other bodily repairs like muscles and skin and so on?
There are a lot of tissue in the body. So let's say, for example, if we take bone, if you have a fracture, the bone will heal and the bone actually regenerates. It produces a new bone. And so it's actually a very clever piece of tissue. If you get a cut in the skin heals by repair. So it actually forms a scar tissue, so it forms a scar repair. It doesn't form normal skin. So the cartilage is very similar. When you lose cartilage, articular cartilage on the surface of the bone, it doesn't heal back to, it doesn't sort of regenerate normal articular cartilage. It forms by producing scar cartilage. And that scar cartilage, or what we often call fiber cartilage, if it does form that, doesn't have the same properties as normal articular cartilage. It's not as smooth. It's not able to absorb the same amount of load, same amount of force, and so therefore patients can often cause pain and recurrent swelling. That's one of the major issues with many sort of repair strategies at the moment for articular cartilage, is that it actually produces more of a scar tissue rather than a regenerate tissue.
Now, often I've heard that in repairing things like knee cartilage and so on, when it's not a repair, but they'll inject cortisone or hyaluronan or even perhaps insert cadaver tissue to help sort of repair it. What are those treatments? How do they work?
So injections such as cortisone, which is often very, very commonly used as the first line of patients who are complaining of pain, it's really just an anti-inflammatory. It's being utilized to treat the patient's symptoms, to allow the pain to settle down, the inflammation to settle down. And sometimes that's enough just to allow us to get on top of the pain, discomfort, swelling, allow the rehabilitation to take place, and then the pain no longer is a major issue. Hyaluronic acid is something very similar, again has some sort of lubricating and anti-inflammatory properties, but neither of those injection treatments will actually try and repair or regenerate the articular cartilage. And so that's one of the issues. Now, donor replacement is something that we do. It's what we call cartilage allograft transplantation. And that's taking some bone and cartilage from someone who's passed away, and then it's transplanted similar to a kidney or a liver or something. And then we transplant that back into the knee, or in some instances even the shoulder. And that actually is a very effective treatment because it replaces the abnormal cartilage with good cartilage. The problem is that the availability of the tissue is a problem, and also it's a very, very expensive treatment.
And what is the new process that you're dealing with now?
So the new process, and it's the interesting thing about this particular technology is that it's been available for decades. And actually, it's essentially what we call a cartilage transplantation, or at least a cell transplantation. So the cartilage cells are called chondrocytes, and this is a chondrocyte transplantation. And this was developed in the late 1980s. With the first sort of papers being published looking at its success in the early 90s, it was actually 1994. And the process has gone through a number of iterations. So we're now onto this, what we call a third generation chondrocyte transplantation. And what it involves is taking a biopsy, so taking a little piece of cartilage from the patient's own knee, and then sending that tissue down to a lab, and the lab then grows the cells in a Petri dish into what we call a scaffold, so like a membrane that will hold the cells to allow the cells to then grow cartilage within that scaffold. And then we bring the scaffold with the cells back to the hospital about 6 to 8 weeks after the original biopsy, and we basically implant this new tissue back into the knee, and that's what the neocart implant is. It's a new tissue, it's a new cartilage that has been grown outside of the body and then transplanted back into the body. So it's a third generation chondrocyte transplantation in effect.
So the advantage is that it is the patient's own tissue, and so there's no chance of rejection kind of thing.
Perfect, yeah. So it's their own cells, it's their own tissue. We don't have to wait for a similar sized donor to be able to transplant the tissue. We can do it when we want and how we want to do it. And previous studies using similar technologies have found that the results from this type of cell-based therapy has been better than our standard of care, which is something that we call microfracture, where we essentially drill holes in the bone to try and get the cells within the bone to try and grow new scar cartilage. This latest generation uses some slightly different processes in their laboratory to try and produce a better type of tissue so that we can then implant back into the knee. And that may hopefully provide a better result long term. But we don't know, of course, and that's why we're involved in this particular trial.
How long does this trial take, and what kind of results are you thinking you're going to get?
Well, the trial has actually been ongoing for a number of years now. A lot of these trials, to get regulatory approval, so in other words, approval from the regulatory bodies that maintain that, to make sure that these devices or treatments are safe, they take an awful lot of time to recruit appropriate patients. They're very, very expensive, and so they can often take a long time to actually perform. So we are now part of a multi-center trial. So this is a number of centers all around North America. We're actually the first center to have recruited patients in Canada. And they're approaching the end of recruitment, hopefully. So we're just really trying to get the last number of patients into the trial. And then the patients will be followed up over a course of 3 years to see whether or not there are any improvements over the standard of care treatment, which is the microfracture.
What about T cells? It seems like there has been a lot of research and promising results with T cells.
You mean essentially stem cells? That
we're talking about? Stem cells, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, stem cells are, you know, we often talk about stem cells as being this, you know, the future of tissue repair. And that may be the case, but, you know, the stem cells have their own issues in terms of where we can get those cells from, and whether those cells will actually produce the tissue that we're looking for. So a stem cell, by definition, is a cell that can produce a number of different types of tissue. For example, it can produce bone, it can produce cartilage. So, you know, it's being able to hopefully try and direct those cells to be able to produce the tissue that you're looking for. Whereas when we work with chondrocytes, those are the cells that are made to produce cartilage, and so there's less of a concern that they'll produce a tissue type that we don't want. So I think, you know, there are stem cell treatments out there, and there are clinics that are offering stem cell treatments, but to date, very few, if any, of those studies have ever shown that it's beneficial for articular cartilage repair as yet.
Dr. Alan Getgood, thank you very much for this.
My pleasure. Thanks for chatting.